Okay, so a few weeks ago, I entered into a bet that I could not, and in fact, did not lose, with my very, very good friend who writes and publishes on GWA under Bonsoir Anxiety. And the stakes of the bet were that the loser was going to have to write and publish a script that featured tentacles. And the reason that that was the bet was that neither of us know anything, like at all, about tentacles, beyond the fact that they seem to be incredibly popular on GWA. So it was a bet that encompassed a challenge. And in due course, I won the bet. I'd like to emphasize again. But circumstances played out that in losing the bet, my friend, BSA, also won an incredible accomplishment. And I agreed that out of respect for her incredible accomplishment, I would also write a tentacle script. This information made its way to our other friend, the amazingly talented Right Bit of Kit, who also publishes on GWA, and she agreed, out of respect for our bravery in publishing tentacle scripts, that she would also write a tentacle script. So three non-tentacle writers or readers or listeners writing tentacle scripts. And we agreed beyond that the only sensible thing would be to place the tentacle action within some kind of slice of life, boyfriend, girlfriend experience context. So, all three of these scripts have been written. I've sent mine to both Kit and Bonsoir. But I have not read theirs. They've sent theirs to me, but I haven't read them. And I thought what would be fun would be to record myself reading them for the first time. It may not be fun. You may never hear this because it may be that I'm not a good reader or reactor to new scripts, but I'm hoping it will be fun. And just for full disclosure, my friend, BSA, is actually on the phone with me. You won't hear her because she's on Discord and I'm recording into my phone on a mic. But she's listening too, so pressure's on. So I'm going to read her script first. It's male for female, and it's called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which is the best title ever. I think I did see the title earlier, and I told her the only way it could be a better title is if it featured a centaur and it was called Who's Afraid of Virginia Hoof. So the tags are awkward, already love it, nervous, foot in mouth, unfortunately not hoof in mouth, what's wrong with me, angry dragon, because we all agreed that the phrase angry dragon would have to feature somewhere in our stories, angry dad. No tentacles question mark. Now that's interesting. I'm not sure what that could mean. Sucker marks, so marking, but with tentacle suckers. Daddy, BSA, for those of you that don't know, is not like famously known for writing daddy scripts, so that's interesting. Baby girl, tentacle job. Tentacle kisses, for those of you that don't know, BSA is famous for writing kisses. In fact, has a whole series of scripts called Kisses or A Thousand Kisses. General kisses, cunnilingus, missionary, mutual orgasm, a salt. That's a worrying tag. I just think about what salt does to slugs and snails, and I'm really worried what's going to happen. Here's the summary. You're headed home with your girlfriend for Thanksgiving. Oh, perfect. Seasonally appropriate. And you're meeting her parents for the first time. You're extremely nervous, and it shows. Nothing you say comes out right, and to make matters worse, she's never told her dad that you're a human. That shouldn't matter, though, right? All right, I'm already in. Hysterical. All right, so read the SFXQs or not? Sure. Sound effects. Driving. Honey, which way? Nervous and annoyed. Can you please put your makeup away until we get there? I mean, you're kind of my GPS, and I have no idea where I'm going. Sigh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk. I'm just so nervous to meet your parents. And then said nervously as if a stream of consciousness. Stream of consciousness. Well, you say they're gonna love me, but how do you know that? Have you ever brought a guy home to meet your family? Have you ever even dated a human? Sorry, that's funny. What if I say something stupid? I always say stupid shit when I'm nervous. And why did we pick Thanksgiving of all times? Yeah, why, dude? I mean, put the pressure on, man. A long holiday weekend, there's no escaping. I should just turn around. Deep breath. Yes, I'll try to calm down. I love you too. And an SFXQ, car slowing down and stopping. Sorry. This is your house? It's very nautical. And then a kiss. Yes, let's go in. Then said under breath. And get this over with. Then there's an SFXQ, car doors opening and closing. Ready? And a kiss. Here goes nothing. Then there's a cue for a doorbell. And she says it'd be kind of hilarious if it was like an underwater sounding doorbell. Blub, 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 or something. Then a cue for a front door opening. BSA is always throwing in so many freaking sound effects cues. I did one of her scripts and it was like, had 30 different audio lines. My normal script has like 5. Okay, front door opens. Hello, sir. I'm Ryan. It says your name. I'm Ryan. It's so nice to finally meet you. And then said confidently, yes, I'm doing your daughter. I'm dating your daughter. Oh my God, thank you. And then said softly under breath, oh fuck. You go in and then there's a cue for a door closing sound. Wow, what a beautiful house you have. Chuckle. I especially love the seaweed curtains. Really adds to the under-the-sea charm. Oh? They're silk? Well, they're really lovely. I'm so happy to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you, ma'am. Yes, she tells me you're an excellent cook. I'm really looking forward to dinner. And then a cue for sniffing. And dinner smells amazing. You know, I've actually never known anyone who eats fish for Thanksgiving. BSA, I once made salmon for Thanksgiving. Salmon Wellington. So people do eat fish for Thanksgiving, thank you. You know, I've never actually known anyone who eats fish for Thanksgiving. That's turkey. It smells like Well, it smells delicious, whatever it is. Yes, let's go to the living room. And then said nervously, thank you, sir. I'd love a drink. Angry dragon? I haven't heard of that one, no. It sounds scary. And then a nervous laugh. And then a suggested queue for drinks being made. Thank you. Oh, it's not finished? And then a sound cue for a lighter or a match or something igniting. Whoa, so is that the angry part? Do I have to drink it while it's on fire? And then says sheepishly, oh, I see, of course, the fire just burns away the alcohol. I knew that. And then a nervous laugh. And then you take a drink. This is good, sir. Thank you. Oh, then panicky. Oh, because she's leaving. You're gonna go help your mom in the kitchen? Oh, here, I'll come too. Yeah, sure. I'll just stay here with your dad. That's a good idea. And then, my own specialty, an awkward silence. Oh, where am I from? Well, I grew up in Duluth, Minnesota, but I currently live in Wichita, Kansas. No, never really lived near water. Well, unless you count Lake Superior. But I never really hung out by the lake or anything. I'm not a big water person. To be honest, I'm actually kind of afraid of water. Well, I can see where this is going. And then a nervous laugh and takes a drink and then ch chokes on your drink. My tentacles? No, sir. I don't have tentacles. Just legs. Oh, well, and arms, but only two of each. And then realizing, did you not know that before I came? And then mortified, oh my God, I thought you knew I was human. And then nervously and kind of all in one breath, oh, like rambly, sir, I want you to know that I love your daughter and every one of her tentacles. That sounded weird, but I don't mean that in a weird way. Just that, I know she has tentacles and I love her anyway. I mean, not anyway, I love her no matter what, even though she has tentacles. Sigh, jokingly. I hope me being untentacled isn't a problem. And then a nervous laugh. Is it, sir? Well, I should go see if they need help in the kitchen. And then a cue for kitchen sounds if wanted. And then in a fake happy voice, hey babe, can I talk to you for a minute? Privately. Thank you. Don't worry. I'll bring her right back. That was a cue for a fake laugh. And then lower and more angrily, why didn't you tell me that your dad didn't know I was human? I was just completely blindsided by his tentacle talk. You didn't think it would matter? Jesus, hun. I mean, it doesn't matter to us that you're a tentacled goddess and I'm a human stud. Well, he thinks highly of himself. But it is definitely something you should have told your parents. I am not making a big deal out of this. You should have heard your dad. He seemed really pissed. Are you sure he's not going to totally hate me now? I mean, he's already been giving me the stink eye. Oh my God. he's already giving me the stink eye, and I think he inked a little in my drink. Oh my god. For a lady that writes rom-coms, you have a sick mind. Babe, I love you too. I just really want to make this a special weekend, and it's off to such a shitty start. And then a kiss. Okay. I will put a brave... Sorry. Okay. I will put on a brave face and go back to the living room with your dad and just, I don't know, make light of it all? Maybe he'll find it funny. And we fade to the living room. Hello again, sir. Another awkward pause. And then a super awkward laugh, trying to lighten the mood. pretty funny you thought I had testicles.
I mean, tentacles. Obviously, I have testicles. I mean, it's not obvious, but I do have them. Testicles, that is, not tentacles. Clears throat. Despite my lacking extra appendages, sir, I do absolutely adore your daughter. Lighthearted joking. She's the hottest squid on the block.
Jesus Christ. Regretting what you said. Oh no, I'm not saying she's a squid. I mean, I know that you guys aren't. I didn't mean anything by that. I was just relieved under breath. Oh, thank God, it's time for dinner. Fades to dining room, and then a cue for dining room noises, if so inclined. This all looks delicious. I haven't had a home-cooked meal in ages. I mean, I cook for myself, but I haven't had two beautiful women cook me dinner in a long time. And then realizing you said something weird, yet again, clears throat. Pretend someone is saying grace. So we'll pretend we're praying to the Eldritch gods. Amen. Say the next lines in a faster succession because he's expecting you to use tentacles and pass them all at once. I can't even read what's next. Oh, yes, sir. I'll happily pass the turkey and potatoes and stuffing and green beans and, sir, I apologize, but I only have two hands, so I literally cannot pass everything to you at once. Yes, I guess it wouldn't be an issue if I had tentacles. A nervous sigh. Well, I can't wait to dig in. There's a short silence while everyone is eating.
Oh no. Oh no. This is like Meet the Parents. It's painful.
Pardon me, sir? What red marks on my neck? Realizing he means the tentacle hickeys. Nervous laugh. Sucker marks? What? Oh no, 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 no. No, that's not what they are. Your daughter would never suck me. I mean, she would. And ever do anything like that. Plain dumb. I'm not sure how I would have gotten them. Honey, would you like to explain that to your father?
That's right.
That's right. I had a bug on my neck, and she smacked me with one of her tentacles to kill it. I guess you could say she sucker punched me. Nervous laugh, but no one else is laughing. Anyway, that's how those got there. A sigh. And then changing the subject. Ma'am, everything was so delicious. Can I help clean up? Fade heading to girlfriend's bedroom. So this must be later. A sigh. Oh my god. I have never been so glad to be finished eating in my life. A kiss. I love you too. I can't wait to see your room. and delighted. Wow, babe. This is pretty much exactly how I pictured it. Boy band posters on the wall. Giant pink stuffed octopus. Bed shaped like a seashell. Hey, is that a picture of you in a tutu? I didn't know you took ballet. How cute. And look at all those leg warmers. And you played tennis too? So cool. I can't believe I didn't know that. How many rackets are you holding there? Did you play, like, what, doubles? Quadruples? How does that even work? I'm also wondering. So cool. You probably would have been way too cool for me if we'd known each other when we were younger. And then a pause and a sigh. I'm just really disappointed that your dad doesn't like me. And I was such a damn idiot. What the hell is wrong with me? Can you please tell your dad I'm not normally that ridiculous? I just want your dad to like me because, well, I love you so much. There's no one else for me. I literally can't imagine being with anyone else. And then some kissing. A sigh. Do you think he'll cave eventually, or does he, like, hate all humans? Most humans. Excellent. Well, what are the traits of the ones he does like? Ha! So it is all humans. Were you just trying to be nice? Come here, you. And then some more kissing. And then some teasing. You know what? I'm still mad at you for knowingly bringing a human man to your human-hating dad without any warning. Yeah, I don't think you should get off that quickly. And then laughing in a lower voice. No. In fact, I think you should get off very, very slowly. Then some more kissing. I think my tentacled baby girl needs to apologize. And then some more kissing. And in a low voice again, take off your clothes. No, no. Do it slowly. That's it. Give Daddy a show. Show me how sorry you are. And then a chuckle. No, I'm your daddy, and I want my baby girl to show off for me. Fuck, you look gorgeous, and your tentacles look different. Did you do something to them? Sorry. You shed your suckers? I didn't know that was a thing, but wow. They look so soft and delicate. And then, helpfully a side note, I did the Google, and apparently octopi do in fact shed the outer skin of their suckers. The more you know. And then, come here. Some kissing. Oh, wow, they feel amazing. So smooth. And then a sharp intake as she means a breath, as she puts a tentacle down your pants. Oh, fuck, baby, that feels so good.
your fresh tentacles on my hard cock. I don't think I'm supposed to be saying this laughing.
Wait, let me get my clothes off. And then an SFX cue for removing clothes, and some kissing and some moaning. Oh my god, I will never get used to the seemingly hundreds of ways you can touch me all at once. Man, the advantages of having tentacles, it's just never ends. Moaning throughout as she gives you a hand job, or I presume it's a tentacle job. Oh yeah, oh god, that feels so fucking good. Fuck, baby girl, when you when you sucker my nipples while you stroke my cock. You are amazing. And then a laugh. Just don't sucker punch my neck while we're here, and I think we'll be fine. And then moaning for a bit. Okay, come here. And then some kissing. Lie down on the bed. Some more kissing. I love you. Some more kissing. I know you know that, but it bears repeating. I love you. And then some more kissing. Because it wouldn't be BSA without kissing. Then it says, below, add like a ton of kisses down her neck, over her tentacles, down her body, just like all over. I love kissing you all over because your skin is so sensitive. The lightest touch gives you goosebumps. It's my favorite thing to do. Kissing down your beautiful neck, some kisses. Your chest, more kisses. Kissing your breasts, lots of kisses. I'm down for that. And your nipples, kisses and, importantly, licks. Kissing, kiss, every kiss, inch kiss of you. I like to do that too. That's good writing, BSA. I especially love kiss, kissing, kiss, each kiss and kiss, every kiss, gorgeous kiss, tentacle kiss. So I read it fast because it was getting long, but I think in a performance that would work really, really well. And then a soft laugh. You love it when I kiss your tentacles, don't you? What if I kiss a little further down? Do you love that too? Kissing down her stomach. Your pussy is already so wet for me, my love. What a good, good girl you are. And then cunnilingus commences. I will refrain from performing it for you. Never in front of company. You always taste amazing. Does that feel good, baby girl? Yeah? You're squirming all over the place, so it must. God, I love it when you grab my head like that. No, it's okay. Keep grabbing it. Do you like it when I lick all around your clit like this? Yeah, I can tell you do. Do you want a finger too? And then it says she stops you. Wait. Why did you stop me? I mean, I can just keep using my tongue. I don't need to use a finger. You want me to come back up. And then a super passionate kiss. Oh. Did you want me to make love to you? Is that why you brought me back up? I'm whispering because it says whispered. And then some kissing. I can do that, baby girl. I just want to make you feel good. And then intercourse begins, slowly at first, and a soft moan as you enter. Oh, God, that feels good. Baby, your pussy practically sucked me in. Jesus. You're gonna give man nightmares. Baby, your pussy practically sucked me in. It doesn't actually have suckers, does it? Soft laugh. Ha! I'm kidding, sweetheart. But damn, it does feel good. Yeah, your pussy feels so fucking good around my hard, throbbing cock. Oh God, yes. Wrap all your tentacles around me. Pull me as close as you can. Sorry. Then some kissing and moaning. Do you want me to go faster, baby doll? Yeah, and then the speed increases. Oh, that's it. Squeeze me as hard as you can. Here, let me rub your clit. Oh, fuck. You like that, baby girl? Yeah? I'm getting close, hon. I'm getting really fucking close. Yeah. Let me rub your clit faster. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's it. You want me to come, baby girl? You're ready for me to come? No, excuse me. You're ready to come for me? Both of you orgasm, and it says blah, 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 and then coming down. Oh, God, that was fucking good. And then kissing. Faking orgasms makes me, side note, hyperventilate, so really appreciate that I can just read this and not perform it. And then cheeky. Or should I say, good fucking. He's both a daddy and does dad jokes, so I love this character. Laughing. I know, that was so stupid. But you love it, he says. Come here, baby girl. And then some more kissing. Mwah. What are you giggling about? I have sucker marks all over my back. Well, as long as we're not going swimming this weekend, I think I should be fine. Man, I still can't believe your dad brought them up during dinner. Quick thinking, babe. And then a kiss. That's why I love you. And a soft laugh. Let's snuggle under the covers. It's chilly in here all of a sudden. This is nice. It almost makes me forget how much your dad hates me. I know. Your mom seemed to really like me, so I guess there's that. And then a pause. What if I told your dad I was allergic to seafood? Do you think that would make him sympathetic? You know, if I have a seafood allergy, but I love his daughter so much I'm willing to risk my life? Kind of heroic, no? And then a soft laugh. No, you're right. He probably just stuffed a tentacle in my mouth, hoping to put me into anaphylaxis. Sigh. I guess I have no other choice than to get my salt grinder and see if your dad still has a problem with me. And then a sinister laugh. Okay. So that was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner by Bonsoir Anxiety. I think it's safe to say I loved it. I can't really pass judgment on the winner here. I mean, I already know it's not me. But we'll have to read Kit's script first, which I will do now, I think. Right bit of Kit wrote a female for male, so I'm going to read it, but, you know, should be a woman's voice. Promise that I got you. And the tags are GFE, girlfriend experience, OVS, slice of life, monster girl, tentacles, Thanksgiving, again, angry dragon, well done, Kit, meet the parents, oh, so this is going to be horrifically cringe, I'm already sensing, soft F-dom, interesting, tentacle sucking. Yeah, that doesn't do it for me, but okay. Cock riding, speaker orgasm, listener orgasm, and finally romantic. Performers are female, listeners are male. Here is the summary that Kit wrote, "You've never celebrated Thanksgiving before, so your boyfriend asked you to spend it with his family." Right, so in the last one, the speaker had the tentacles, but in this case, it's the listener that... No, sorry. Yeah, in the last one, the speaker had no tentacles. In this case, and the listener had the tentacles. In this case, the speaker has the tentacles. So you've never celebrated Thanksgiving before, so your boyfriend asks you to spend it with his family. The problem is, this will be your first time meeting them. Wanting to impress them, you offered to host and cook dinner, but now you're worried you're in way over your head. Your boyfriend comes home early on Thanksgiving Day to find you cooking up a storm in the kitchen, but also incredibly nervous about meeting his family. He tries to help you with dinner and calm you down before his family arrives. Okay. And then she has some notes. Feel free to change things up as needed to make the scenario feel more natural for you. Because when we're talking about natural, when we're talking about monster girls and tentacles, natural is really important. I just ask that you try to keep as close to the feel of the script as possible. So I'm already violating her wishes by reading the female part with my, not like horrifically masculine, but male voice. SFX are always completely optional. See? Love that about you, Kit. You make it so easy. Notes, listener actions are indicated. Okay, so it starts with cooking type sounds. You have lots of stuff going on in the kitchen, dishes clanking and food cooking and whatever, and then a door closing. And remember, the speaker is the monster girl. Oh, you're home early. I'm so glad you're here. Things are going okay, I think. I looked up a few things online. I wanted to make sure I got as close to an authentic Thanksgiving dinner as possible. Yes, I found plenty of recipes online, but I've never cooked some of these things before. I know I was supposed to wait until you got home, but I thought if I could surprise you by having dinner ready when you got here, you would be happy and we could just wait for your family. And then some kissing sounds. Right. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous. Tonight is really, really important to me. I want to do everything I can to make your family like me. You did tell them about me, didn't you? You said you would let them know ahead of time so there wouldn't be any big surprises. Uh-oh. I didn't ask whether you told them you had a girlfriend. You know that's not what I'm asking you. What? So they don't even know? They're going to show up and freak out. Now I'm even more stressed. This dinner has to be completely perfect. And it will be, I think. Yes, okay, the turkey's in the oven, and there's that bread stuff inside it. Stuffing, right, because you stuff it in the turkey. I'll never remember all of this. I'd better write it down. And then, writing sounds I don't know are indicated. Okay, got it. But wait, I feel like I saw something online where they called it dressing instead. Is there a difference? And then louder boiling and splashing sounds or whatever, because a pot is boiling over in the kitchen, presumably. Oh, the potatoes! It's like there's an angry dragon in there. Can you crack a window before the smoke alarm goes off? No, I've got them. I can just pull this pot off the burner before it makes a huge mess. You just keep telling me what other notes I need to make so I can write them down while I've got the pen and the paper. I want to make sure I don't mess any of this up. And then writing sounds and also the sound of moving the pot and also other stuff, I guess. Presumably because she has so many tentacles, she can do like a ton of things at once. Okay, stuffing is inside the turkey and dressing is on the side. Huh. Well, that's interesting. I guess we're having stuffing? It's fine. I'm not going to burn myself. I did have to go out and pick up a few more of these oven mitts, since you only had two. But I think it's working out okay. They're not exactly the right shape, but they stay on well enough. Okay, the potatoes are done, so I just have to mash them. And I can make the gravy while I do that. The turkey should be done soon, let me check. Oven door opening and closing. Yes, it looks almost like the pictures I saw. Oh, it smells better than I thought it would. That's good news. We're ahead of schedule. That means I'll have time to make sure I set the table right. I looked up where the different forks go, but I keep forgetting what they're for. And if I do it the efficient way, the silverware gets little circle marks all over it. And sorry, I know. I keep spiraling. I'm trying to calm down, I promise. There's just so much to do, and I don't know how people do this every year, especially with only two hands. It must take weeks. Oh, well, it makes sense that you all help each other. You did say I was supposed to wait for you, but I was too excited. Maybe if your family ends up liking me, we can all do this together next year. Okay. Well, while I mash the potatoes and work on the gravy, you can tell me more about your family so I have something to talk to them about. I mean, once we get past the obvious, if we do. Well, yeah, I'm okay. I really am. There's not much we can do about it now, right? We'll just have to wait for them to show up and hope. And they can get past. Well, I know you got past it, but you're different. You never treated me like I was weird or different or anything. You just talked to me like a regular person. And that's one of the things I've always liked about you. Yes, I know I rejected you a few times at the beginning. But that wasn't because I didn't like you. It was because of this exact situation. I'm not really what most humans picture when they think of their ideal girlfriend. And I can guarantee I'm not what your family is picturing. It's scary. Oh, God. And then it says squelchy hugging sounds. Chill down my back. Thank you. I know I'm being silly, but this feels really important. I don't want you to have to feel stuck between me and your family. You're right. I should try to calm down before they get here. If I'm all nervous, then they'll be nervous too, and it'll just make everything worse. Okay, come on. We have a lot to do. Tell me some more things about your family so I know what to talk to them about over dinner. And then time skip to after dinner. It was really nice meeting you all. Yes, I'll definitely come for Christmas dinner. Oh, so maybe it went well. Maybe you can teach me how to cook a ham. Drive safe. And then a door closing. Excuse me. And then a deep breath. That went surprisingly well, don't you think? And then excitedly. Really? You think they like me that much? I thought your mom was going to faint when I opened the door, and I wasn't sure if she was just trying to be nice. She's never invited any of your other girlfriends to Christmas dinner before. Really? Excited or yelling or squealing or whatever. I'm so happy. I was so worried, but I should have known your family would be as amazing as you are. They didn't even care about the tentacles. Sorry. I can put you down now. I just got excited. So clearly she's accidentally lifted him up in the air with her tentacles. Oh? You don't want me to put you down? I know how much you like having a girlfriend who can pick you up and throw you around. And then some kissing sounds. Today's been so amazing. And I have you to thank. Or I guess I'm thankful for you. Some giggling and some kissing sounds. I was going to say I'm not a good giggler, but this audio may prove otherwise. See, I'm learning. Now, why don't I show you just how thankful I am? I can wash the dishes later. It doesn't take me very long. And then some kissing and making out. That's it, baby. Just relax. I've got you. Cooking an entire Thanksgiving dinner at once isn't the only perk of these things, you know. And then some kissing and making out. You want me to show you? Your memory's terrible, baby. Let me see if I can't refresh it for you. Having my hands free to unbutton your shirt? That's nice, isn't it? And then some kissing and making out. There we go. And now I can work on your belt and pants while I touch your chest. Do you like that? Man, tentacles are useful. And then belt, zipper, pants sound, and some more kissing and making out. Side note, I love the term making out. Is that a thing people generally say these days? Does it feel good when I touch you all over, all at once? There's something else your old girlfriends couldn't do. Maybe you should have dated someone like me years ago. Like, I wonder in this universe how many people like this monster girl there are, but I guess we may never know until Kit writes her next tentacle script. And then some more kissing and making out. And then some moaning. Oh, that's it, baby. Touch me. I know you only have two hands, but we both know you know how to use them. Oh my god. Kissing and making out. Oh, you want my dress off too? Let me handle that. One day I'll get used to you letting me take care of things for you. All these appendages really come in handy, don't you think? And then some giggling. Close sounds, maybe squelchy sounds too, I don't know. Love that, Kit. I know you love the way my suckers feel attaching to your neck. All right, so this is clearly a thing for people now we've seen across two scripts. Just relax for me, baby. I can hold you. I promise. And then some kissing and making out and some moaning. See? You don't need suckers. You can do plenty with your mouth and hands. Fuck, baby, that feels incredible. Keep pinching my nipples like that. This was supposed to be about me thanking you, not the other way around. But as long as you're happy. And then a gasp. Are you sure you don't have a few extra hands you've been hiding from me? You're touching me everywhere. That feels... Oh, no! And then a loud thud. Oh my god, babe, I'm so sorry. I don't know how I dropped you. I just got caught up in the moment tonight. Are you okay? Don't laugh at me. I was worried you got hurt. And some giggling. And then some giggling. Sorry. Okay, well, in order to avoid any more accidents, maybe you should just lie back for me. Yes, right here on the kitchen floor. Oh, we're gonna have kitchen sex. Love kitchen sex. Can't wait. I want you right now. That's it. Do you like it when I'm on top? It's so easy for me to touch you like this. Your hair, your neck, your chest. Does that feel good? Kissing sounds. More? That's a request I can handle. Your hips, your thighs, your hard cock. You're going to have sucker marks everywhere. Good thing you don't have to go back to work until Monday. Everyone would think you had some kind of box. Because there's nothing more sexy, you know, when you're getting down with someone than some good old-fashioned disease talk. Kissing and making out. Yes. I love your hands on them. Do you like how soft they are? How gentle? I could snap you in half, you know. They're very versatile. What if I just traced one along your lips? That's it, baby. Suck on it. Just like that. I'm going to start riding you now, okay? I can't wait any longer. And then some moaning and some sex sounds. Feel free to improv. Squelchy sounds would be a great, if vomit-inducing, addition. She didn't say vomit-inducing. Fuck, I love the way your cock feels inside me. I'm all squishy and soft everywhere, and it's so hard. I want to make you feel so good, babe. I love getting to touch you all over like this, holding you down while I ride your cock. Do you feel how thankful I am for you yet? And then a slithery sound. I'm just wondering what that's going to mean. I'm a little nervous. How about now when I cradle your balls like this, massage them with my suckers? And then some moaning. Yes, baby, keep sucking. Your tongue feels amazing. I'm getting so close. Your fingers on my clit. Fuck, I'm going to come. Then feel free to improv until you finish, which I will again spare you and spare myself from hyperventilating. Yeah, you're close too. Please, baby. Yes, please come for me. That's it? Yeah, I want to feel you come inside me. I want you to fill me up. You can do it. Come on, baby. Then feel free to improv until the listener finishes. Oh my God, babe, that was amazing. I love you. And then some kissing. Mwah. Okay, come on. I think there's still some pie left. Yeah, I figured you might have worked up an appetite. And then kissing. We can eat while you watch me do the dishes. Perfect. And that's the end. So, those are the two scripts. That was, refresh my own memory, Promise That I Got You by Right Bit of Kid, her Monster Girl Tentacle Thanksgiving magnum opus, her amazing story. And then I also read Guess Who's Coming to Dinner by Bonsoir Anxiety, her Monster Girl story, but told from the man's perspective. Both amazing. There was never any question at the start of this little venture that I was outclassed, but I couldn't possibly pick a winner. They both have things that I adore. I just love the idea of like a really typical slice of life story that, you know, you could find in a rom-com, you know, or a cringe comedy, Meet the Parents. But then it just has this one fantastical element thrown in. Dad doesn't like me, and oh, by the way, he has tentacles. So, not entirely sure what I'm going to do with this recording. Kate couldn't make it to this reading, so at the very least, I'll send it to her. But maybe at some point, if they tell me it's amusing and not irritating, I'll post it on my Reddit so people can enjoy hearing me giggle. Bye!